Oh, it's so poorly done.
No, it's what really do you mean? Not.
His eyes are way too close together, and
it's 97 super anime.
Over the top, annoyingly over the top anime.
Welcome to New Game Plus. You are listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
It me.
Nolan. And this is episode 183. And our last episode, 182, featured David Brevik, who created Diablo.
Do you still guys coming remember? Down off
yeah,
that
it
high.
Was such a fun episode.
Wait, let me say that again. The creator of Diablo was on our last episode with us.
What's Diablo? I can't. Oh, I'm still shook.
You probably
honestly.
Are more familiar with Diablo 2. Yeah, and then It Lurks awesome. Below, which is releasing in just a week or two of this recording. So make sure go out and support our man and our friend, a friend of the show, Davey
the best friends at this point.
So go and listen to that episode and then come back and listen to this one. As we talk about now at the start of this episode, the reality that last week a new trailer came out for a game that will never be released. And it was beautiful. Yeah.
Keep the meme alive.
The Final Fantasy VII Remake trailer for State of Play dropped, and it showed some really cool scenes. It starts with this text that says, "The return draws closer," before scene after scene after scene showing combat and cutscenes and gameplay, and finally at the end saying more to come in June. My question for you, have you seen it, and what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I've seen it. I am very excited. I actually watched it live on stream. I was streaming Sekiro or something. And I'm actually excited. I wasn't, because like you said, the game's never going to come out, so I actually forgot they were doing it. But this trailer was really nice. I love the look of the characters.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty sweet.
Kenny, please, you've seen it, right?
I have not seen it, but I have seen some conversations about it, including a really terrible.
Didn't drive you to watch a 20-second
right.
trailer,
including a really terrible meme of the scene with all the bodybuilders, but where they don't look fake and they look fake. Real, and it's terrible. I'm hyped, but like I've been hyped. Remakes are hit and miss. I'm hoping it doesn't lose sort of original magic, but it'll be really really fun.
Okay. I've watched it multiple times today and over the past couple of days. And I mean, it's beautiful. Listen, I'm just as hardcore of a Final Fantasy VII fan as you can likely find. And I enjoyed not almost every single thing that I saw in that trailer from the characters, like, cause you even see like Jesse and maybe even Wedge or Biggs. You see, Cloud and Barrett and Aerith. I think that's probably the core crew that you see. You see a few boss battles, you see some different things, and all of it looks absolutely amazing. The battle, now I know it's not turn-based, but we've known that for a long time.
Yeah.
It looks like a combination of Final Fantasy 15 and Crisis Core. I don't know. And then the voiceovers are good, the music, dude, it did
something
to me. Did
you like the lack of Tifa in the trailer?
It is weird, and I'm glad. I think you're the one that saw it, that her name was actually in one of the combat scenes.
Yeah.
But you don't see her at all. I wonder if they're still working on her character models, both of them.
Maybe. Maybe.
Or what? But they intentionally left her out. They only showed, like, before you leave Midgar, like, some of those scenes. And, but, dude, I mean, it looks incredible. All right, so go watch it if you haven't. But finally, we've memed it. We talked about it. Do you actually think the game will release at some point?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm just joking. Like, they mentioned something else is coming, or more is coming, more info is coming in June, I think. So I of course think it's coming out. I think it's soon. Maybe not this year, maybe, I don't know. But yeah, sure. And I'll get it too.
And I think it's slated to be episodic. So I could.
Oh, really?
Yo, yeah, the full game's definitely not coming out.
I actually
this year.
Remember you telling me that, and I was kind of bummed about that. Like, where they were releasing it in increments, right?
Yeah, yeah, like episodes. Yeah. And I'm completely okay with that if at least they're giving us something. But that's the only way there's going to be anything this year, in my opinion. But Kenny, do you think it's ever going to come out?
Yeah, it'll release.
Well, I love y'all saying that.
So you don't think it's coming out, Dustin?
I honestly do not think that it's ever going to
at
come
all?
Out.
What?
I don't.
They
yeah.
wouldn't have
I
showed it at State of Play.
People?
I understand, but you've got to have a team behind it. The finances there to start. I don't know. I really, really hope it does. Like, I would be the first to get it. If it doesn't ever drop, I'll be blue and it'll be a bummer.
Yeah.
Like in our retro game of the week featuring the legendary blue bummer,
yeah.
Mega Man Legends.
Overview.
Mega Man Legends is a game that came out in 1997 for the PlayStation, and it was later ported to the Nintendo 64 and the PC. I believe for the Nintendo 64, it was renamed to Mega Man 64, which is super yep. creative, but also in line with all of the other 64 titles, like GoldenEye 64 and Zelda 64. Mega Man Legends is an action-adventure shooter, but it has a lot of RPG elements. True?
True, yeah, 100%.
Kenny, did you play it this week?
I did. Yeah, I'm sorry. It took me a little while to catch the Zelda 64, and I didn't want to derail you laughing at it, but I'm still laughing at it. You will never let that die.
This game was developed and published by Capcom. No surprise there.
Oh.
And while it's a Mega Man title, it is unlike most of the Mega Mans that came before it. It's unlike all of the Mega Mans that came before. So I believe at this time, 1997, even early 98 in the States, you had released something like 8 games in the original Mega Man series,
mm-hmm.
and even a few in the X series. And all of those had the same general format. Even the X series, which did a lot of upgrades and changes, in my opinion, still, it was the same format. It was a platform, left to right, up to down, defeating a series of bosses, getting their powers before climbing some kind of castle or structure to be able to do a boss rush at the end and fight, I mean, pretty much Dr. Wily or whoever it yep. was at the time. Mega Man Legends turns all of that on its head and does something entirely different, and not even just a little bit different, entirely different.
You say, I would say, you to say turns it on its head. It didn't really turn it at all. It just threw it out the window and then,
did something else.
Yeah. Took the main character and was like, well, let's create a totally different game that's sort of based on the same guy.
It kind shot of. The platformer in the head.
It slaughtered
yeah.
the Mega Mans that had preceded it. In many ways, we'll talk about a lot of those, but one of the key ways was that this was not just a 2D platformer. This was the first true 3D Mega Man. And one of you, probably Kenny, is going to be quick to say, oh no, there was one 3D Mega Man that came before it. But that doesn't count because it was like a little racing faux 3D, really ugly type thing.
See, I don't even know what that is. I've never heard of that.
Kenny, were you going to say something?
I wasn't.
Oh, okay. This is the first kind of true 3D Mega Man
yeah.
where you're in control of the guy and running around as if you were playing Legend of Zelda or Ocarina of Time or like any
don't
like you're
compared to either of those
Legend of Zelda or Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
Which, okay, one and the same. Where you're in full control of your character and you're moving in a 3D space. The story here is you are Mega Man, although they don't really call you that as far as I've gotten in this game for the most part. I mean, maybe your partner does, but everyone in the town calls you like the Blue Man or something like that.
Blue Boy.
And I kind of like Blue Boy that they don't even know who he is. I like that. He's a different iteration of Mega Man, by the way. In some Mega Mans, you've got like a completely robotic Mega Man, and in some, he's more of a human boy. I think he's somewhat human in this one.
Yeah, he's not wearing his helmet in this one, which is a thing in some of the later games too. So he looks like a boy wearing armor, really.
He's in a universe where he lives in a Japanese Saturday morning cartoon.
I mean, it's an anime for sure, but okay. So Mega Man is who you are, and he's with Roll, this little girl that I think is from other games too, or maybe this was the first one she came in.
No, she's
okay. You're a digger. She's your spotter. You're a duo who has crash landed on an island and are looking for a way to repair your ship, Flutter. It's this airship that crash landed.
That'll make so much sense.
It does.
I mean, in the story, but you just dropped all these titles like people should know what they are. As a digger and a spotter and a flutter and a
while flutter. All of these people play video games, they're okay with this.
Okay.
I'm about to punch this man.
While you're on the island looking for items to repair your ship, the island is attacked by pirates.
Yeah, of course.
And that is kind of like led by, or at least, by the way, they're Lego alien pilots.
Yeah, they're minifigs.
It's unbelievably ridiculous, these little guys, and they're adorable. But they're headed up by at least one girl named Tron Bon.
Yeah.
Tron.
From Team Rocket.
And you're from Team... Hold on. I said that in my stream.
Did you really?
Watch your stream.
I really did.
See?
Great guys think alike. But she definitely does not have a crush on Mega Man.
No,
and anyways, you're sucked into this greater... story. It's not the greatest in the world, but while you're trying to rescue this town, get your ship working, and I'd probably end up rescuing the world or something like that.
Yeah, so I have a history with this game, actually. So this is one of the games where I would go to Blockbuster Video. Not Blockbuster, screw Blockbuster. Video Giant. And
Blockbuster was great.
Screw Blockbuster.
Dude, no. Whoa. Corporate, get out. It was Video Giant on West 5th Avenue, and I would go in and rent games a lot. And this was one of the games that I would get often. And like, I didn't have a memory card, and you had to have one. I got Mega Man 64, not Legends, because I had an N64. And I would get a little further each time I rented the game. So, yeah, it was... I really enjoyed this game as a child, so I think that's important going into this one, and I'm guessing y'all didn't play it.
And so you got to come to it this week. I didn't play it as a kid, had no experience, prior experience with this game. In fact, I thought this game going into it was Battle Network, because I watched you, because you were trying to, were you just casually playing or speedrunning?
I was speedrunning it when I streamed it. Yeah.
And I was watching you do that. So that's what I thought we were going into this week. So I was completely blindsided with a totally different game.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenny, you don't even know.
I think I played a tiny bit of the N64 port of this game back in the day and just really couldn't handle it and quit and gave up. And so
it's got a really bad reputation. So, well, from Mega Man fans, at least I've always heard and didn't know this until later in life, because again, I liked it as a kid, that they don't like this game. They think this is not canon Mega Man. It's not fun or a well-made game. So I don't know. That's also important context to have. I think it's a pretty popular bandwagon to poop on this game.
Well, I'm sure we'll discover our feelings as we roll on into the gameplay section.
Gameplay.
So you said that this is an action-adventure game, and it totally is. So there's like no platforming elements to it, really. Mm. It's more like some little tiny RPG elements sprinkled in there, but you're exploring and you're actually going through dungeons. That's kind of a really big... thing that you're doing in this game as you progress. You're going through dungeons, and that's a really weird thing to do with Mega Man, because for how many games? 8? You have been doing the exact same thing, and then the X series comes along and that is the same thing. It just has a better skin.
Yeah, you look cooler.
you look a little cooler. And then this one comes out, and so you're not only does it look completely different, it's 3D, but you're not platforming, you're not jumping from platform to platform, dodging things.
And you don't look cool anymore.
I disagree. And it's an action-adventure game, like Zelda. I think it's like Zelda.
And Ocarina of Time?
Yes, I do. I think it's it was a popular genre at the time, and so they were like, hey, let's try it with Mega Man.
Let's jump into talking about what you do as this 3D Mega Man, because you're right. There's a lot of things that you don't get that are the same because no platforming and running around in dungeons. Although you also have a kind of heavier sort of boss fight theme, which does feel a little bit Mega Man than like specifically just dungeon crawling. Which,
yeah, but you don't get their abilities or anything.
Yeah, no, I actually feel like the bossing in this game is much different.
Well, it's very different, but the fact that it's like boss encounters that seem to be driving the story, and like you do some cave exploring, but it kind of feels, I don't know, sort of side peripheral to me. Like the, at least as far as I got in the story, it's these intentional plot driven big boss fights that are kind of driving what you're doing. And so that kind of at least feels sort of Mega Man. And there's some other things. You have typical armor that you can upgrade, and you can upgrade your weapon in some really cool ways as you go throughout the game. But again, like Dustin mentioned, not in the typical kill a boss, get his abilities way, just in a like,
I found this cool item.
Yeah, I found a thing, I bought a thing, I upgraded my stuff, I play sort of custom how I like it. There's a little bit of choosing sort of your special weapon that sort of kind of feels on normal Mega Man theme, but in general it departs from that pretty hard.
Okay, we're getting ahead. So basics, it's a third person view of Mega Man. Not first person, but it's third person. You're looking at the back of his human looking head, and you have your Buster Gun still. So you're shooting your Buster Gun. You can jump, obviously. Mega Man can jump, and it's 3D, so you can move in three dimensions. But this is probably going to be a big topic here. The camera is controlled. You only had the L and R buttons to control cameras back then. You didn't have your right joystick.
Right.
And okay, this is going to be a topic. And so you can move 3D, but there's the movement's a little limited in that you have to slowly rotate your camera to point it to where you want to go and then go forward.
Sure, but it also gives you some functionality within that. So your O button on your PlayStation controller quickly shifts the camera quickly to whichever direction Mega Man's facing. So you can turn Mega Man in any direction you want with your D-pad and then press O and the camera quickly shifts over there. Or you can use your lock-on system, which is huge. You've got to teleport yourself back to 1997. And for the most part in these shooter games, you don't have this lock-on system that is this progressive, where you've got a soft lock and a hard lock that is dependent. The game chooses it itself, but depending on how far the enemy is or where the enemy is on any of the axes around you and whichever way you're facing it, it kind of soft locks or hard locks. It's not perfect, but it was super nice that it was in the game. And it was also a great way to manipulate the camera as well. But I do agree, coming into this game, not only this game, but even The Legend of Zelda and Ocarina of Time and any of those others around this era, cameras are the issue and the thing that you're going to struggle with most.
Yeah, you can strafe too. Like, I even noticed you when you streamed this week, Dustin, getting used to it. And where you can also move left and right. You can't only, it's not like it forces you to only move straight, like forward ahead. You can go left and right and at the same time be pressing or rotating your camera. And it kind of helps bridge the gap between, okay, stop, like stand still, Mega Man in place turns to the right and then you go forward. There's a big learning curve that was definitely noticeable. And I knew that going in, like I felt that in 99 or whenever I played this game, like that it wasn't like really good back then. It was also pretty poor back then.
The thing that we've already mentioned that is true to Mega Man is that you can upgrade Mega Man and you can upgrade his Buster. And so that's one of the cooler things in this game. And if I had more time to play it this week, I would have invested more time in literally going around. Really, I would have used a guide and 100% found all of the scrap and the items. Either from trash cans or from enemies or from the dungeons. And I would have taken them back. The system here is you take those items back to Roll, and she kind of crafts them into these items. So I found this like safety helmet, and she was able to craft it into my helmet. That was my like whole goal this week. Once I found out that Mega Man could get his iconic helmet on, I wanted it.
What? And so does it actually show up in the like?
Yes,
screen?
Absolutely, buddy.
So it hides his ugly head.
Why do you not like his head?
Can you get over the kid's head?
Oh, it's so poorly done.
No, it's really not.
His eyes are way too close together, and it's
97 anime.
This is an aged comment, but it's actually really good.
It is actually really good, and we'll talk about it in age, because it's an aged comment.
No,
but his eyes and his hair is wonderful. I'm going to go in and take his helmet off, but you can also get like spring boots. I got those so I could jump higher. You can upgrade Mega Man himself, but one of the coolest things is you can purchase and maybe even find some of these upgrades to your gun. It doesn't change like in the previous Mega Mans what your Buster does. It shoots out a little pea shot, but it determines a few different things, and I'm not going to look at the full list. You don't care, but it's things like the attack power or
the rapid
the distance
fire.
That it can shoot, or rapid
fast
fire.
It goes, those kind of things.
Yeah, so all of those things, and you can only choose two at a time, so it gives you some really cool ways to customize based on the enemies you're fighting, the bosses you're fighting, and whichever power-ups you can use, and you can switch them out at any time, and I just thought that was really cool and very simple, right? A lot of this game feels super childish to me, and I don't necessarily mean that in a bad way. Some of it's bad, and we can talk about the dialogue, the voiceovers. I think some of that is, but even that upgrade system is very simplistic, but I felt it worked really well.
I agree. I really love that it limits you to two, right? So you can't like get like all powerful at one time, and it makes you experiment, so you can try out different ones at certain times. And to me, you mentioned there are some RPG elements in there. That was one of them to me. And so I really love the upgrades. Another RPG thing that I felt, really the first thing that I was like, oh, wow, this feels RPG-ish, was when you go to like, after you help the junk store lady, and rescue her husband, you can purchase things from her, and you can buy, much like a Final Fantasy like shop, you can buy, in this case, health upgrades and other important like upgrades over
like
time.
Shield upgrades, and you can even get that canteen so you can refill your health quickly, which is very Mega Man.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. E-tank stuff. Yeah, that's what it felt like for sure.
The really cool thing is, like we're describing right now, is that it's such a different game, but they carry forward some of the iconic tropes of the Mega Man series. They just do it in a very different way with a different brand on it, a different logo on it. And it looks and feels very different, but if you're a fan of Mega Man, you might understand some of these systems and it might make sense to you. One of the craziest things I remember was this huge kind of boss fight, and it wasn't against it was against one boss, but there were all of these robots tanks were being dropped into the town, and it was uptown, and they were destroying some of the buildings, the bank, the police station, there's all these buildings here, this is so weird, and the city hall, and I was having to take them out and the flyers that were dropping them in. And one of the things that I actually respected most was that these buildings were taking damage. I don't know if it was time-based or they were actually taking damage based on the hits that they were taking, but I was slow to take out all of these enemies. And so for the rest of the game, until I started paying to have these buildings restored later in the game, they were in disrepair. They were in ruins. They were crumbled and barely standing up. Yeah. And if I would have rescued them, like I did the research, if I would have rescued them sooner or earlier, then they would have been in better repair. The townspeople would have like respected me more. Or I could have done something. I could have not rescued the town in enough time, and the buildings could have collapsed completely. I don't even know what happens then, but it's super cool that it gives you that flex. That's kind of very RPG-esque in that not only does it have some different like visual settings based on what you do or don't do, but some different voice interactions and different interactions with the townspeople and different things that they offer you or don't offer you. It's just, I don't know. I wouldn't have expected it in a game in 1997, especially a Mega Man game in 1997.
Right.
Yeah. I was surprised to find out that your townspeople interactions changes things. How much you get charged for stuff. Like if you're a jerk the whole game, all the shopkeepers will charge you more. Like it's really cool. And you're right. It's sort of open world sandboxier in ways that I wouldn't have expected. If did either of you get hit by a car at any point?
Yes.
Like I didn't expect getting hit by a car would like damage me. And like, but like, it's kind of realistic. They just pwned. Keep going. Like, you're a little
exactly.
dude in a suit.
Pwned.
And it kind of makes me think of Mega Man 8. Doesn't it start with cars like racing past you and hitting you? Or one of the Mega Man
X
games
does.
Does. But it's just, I love that. So I've mentioned it a few times. I streamed like three separate occasions this week.
Yeah,
got through
that.
A large portion of the game. Thank you for all of you that kind of hopped in. Even the new our new listeners, really appreciate you stopping by and helping me out with the game. But when I was not knowing what to expect with this game, walk out into the street and immediately get plowed by a car.
Yeah.
I loved it because... Yeah. That, I mean, yes.
They're supposed to stop because I think that back then it was easier to code not taking damage from those NPC objects, not environment objects. But they took the time to make sure you got not only took damage, but it knocks you back so far. It's awesome.
And one other thing to mention, did you guys even catch that there's a morality system in this game?
Yeah. Which there shouldn't be.
There shouldn't be, and maybe actually shouldn't be because it's not much expanded on, and it doesn't really ever explain it
to my knowledge.
But there's like three or four things that you can do that will make you gooder, and there's three or four things that you can do that will make you badder.
Good choice of words.
And yes, townspeople will treat you differently based on those things, but also, and it's slight modifications with each act, good or bad, but your armor either grows lighter if you do good things and darker if you do bad things. It's
oh, like, I actually didn't, don't know game? If I knew that part. That's interesting.
Yes,
that's so cool. Why? Dude, it has no business going into those types of details. And it does feel really anime at times with some of those things that we've mentioned.
Yes.
And you're talking a lot more than I remember. So I found myself talking to a lot of the NPC characters, and that's part of the game as well. I kind of just want to call it an RPG. The more we talk about it and the more that you're pointing out to me, it's much more story driven than you would expect, than I would have expected.
Aged.
I mentioned it earlier, and I just want to bring it around again because I really do think that this is a major factor in this game that we've got to hold on to. This is December of 97. This predates Ocarina of Time. This predates Metal Gear Solid, who both of those games worked together to set the tone of what was to come in 3D action adventure games. Yeah. And they do it well and they do it right, and they're still blocky and they still have some things that they need to fix, and they're still clipping on those games even, but those are known even today for getting that right and setting the tone for what was to come. This is before that by a year or two.
And it shows.
And it shows for sure.
Wait.
But they took huge leaps of faith, and they took huge jumps to try new things that wasn't being done at this time.
Like using textures in your environment.
Who is this idiot on
our
podcast?
Wait, is he talking crap when you're trying to say something very important?
I understand if someone doesn't like this game. I'm even fine with Kenny having issues with this game, but you've got to understand that this game is before... Kenny forgets that we're a retro gaming podcast.
That's not true.
We don't even have two... We don't have analog controllers, Kenny. Like, they're doing the best with what they got. Right.
And I think the, like, implementation of the game they chose to make was fine... Asterisk, there were some things that weren't great, but like my bigger problems, I don't know. And Nolan is really opposed to the whole compare it to other Mega Mans, but I don't think it actually kept the spirit of Mega Man enough. One, and two, if we're gonna jump into graphics and sound, you guys can't tell me that I'm going to jump into a dungeon and there's no roof on it whatsoever, because why would we ever do that? Or half of the game just doesn't have textures because, 97 is an excuse, even though other halves of the game do. Or that the music in the town doesn't absolutely drive you incredibly insane with how obnoxious it is on repeat. You can't tell me that at least some of those things didn't grate on you.
Are you... Dustin, you have something to say?
I mean,
or are you ready for me to kill him?
Let me start with a lighter rebuttal, and then you can go with the hardcore. Yes, Kenny, it's blocky. The graphics have issues. There's clipping. The voiceovers, I think, are super cheesy. But it is impressive that there are even so many lines that are voice acted.
Yeah, I thought they did a great job with the vocal work. I'll give you English. Vocals is one of the things it did well.
Thanks for saying one nice thing about it. But the music is not the best. The town music is the worst in the game, but the rest of it is passable. None of it is as iconic as some of the music in some of the mainline Mega Man games, but it's not horrendous. But I'll go back to the graphics here, and I will say that in 97, these graphics, the textures are, again, might not be the best, but what they do in this game with graphics, I think, is absolutely wonderful.
It's perfect, amazing.
No, but wonderful, yes.
It's amazing. I think it's so good. Did y'all see the sky? The blue sky with the really detailed clouds? Kenny, clouds? Clouds, you want to talk about those?
Listen to me. I'll give you sky.
You are tripping hard if you deny that they did not pull this off extremely well. The graphics are so good. Bright,
and I thought Mega
vibrant,
Man looked good.
Colorful.
And his eyes and his hair.
Face looked great.
Okay. Well, I don't like literally just like the model of his head. I don't like, but that's more. They did it well, though. I just really hate that style. So, like, don't get me wrong. Some of it is like the anime vibe just doesn't work well for me.
Oh, I
and
it love
felt
it here.
Kiddie. And so like some of this is personal preference and some of this is like actual criticism. Know that I'm telling them apart. There's some things they did well. Like the models for what it was on look okay. They just made some bad choices there. But then there's other places where I felt like they cut corners and that you'd have a wall and it would just be like a giant piece of just like gray and like nothing. And there were places where it didn't. It felt like a beta version of a game to me. A lot of times, not always.
I feel like you were looking for the worst piece of graphics because, like, I would have to look for them because they presented so much detail before me. Like, what's his name?
Main town area and a few of those places they put some love into, but then a lot of just the, like, space in this giant world just felt super generic to me.
Who are you trying to talk about? Are you talking about the other pirate guy?
Yes, with the crazy hair, the gray, grandpa
with
guy.
The green, like, armor.
Yeah, so when you first are introduced to him in his ship, like, he's on a couch, and he's in a study room, and so you see bookshelves, you see a portrait of his, like, parents in the background,
and
of him
humor,
as a kid.
Yes.
And he's watching the news, and it's like a detailed shot of Mega Man defeating the Reaver bots in the city. Dude, I thought this game had so much love
it was
put into it that you couldn't hate it.
That one was a fine cutscene, which is great since half of the game was cutscenes.
There are a lot of cutscenes for sure. And
it's
they do
really heavy.
The cutscenes is where it shines.
It really does.
It is.
Do you want to know what I found out in this 1997 PlayStation title that we still can't get today? You can press start and skip every single cutscene.
Thank you, Capcom.
I wish I'd known that. That would have been my life.
You didn't try?
No, I just... Well, like, part of it is we're experiencing the game. Like, I'm not...
Yeah.
I default to not skipping content when we play stuff, like, fair. With review in mind.
Listen, whether you think the graphics suck or are good for the time, or the music is bad, especially in the town, or if you think the voiceovers or the cutscenes are too much, whatever, and even if there is split decision on how this game was upon release, it was followed by a prequel and a sequel, both also released on PlayStation. So they must have gotten something right, and I can only imagine that in Mega Man Legends 2 and then the prequel Misadventures of Tron Bone. that they fixed some of the things that Kenny is whining about.
Final thoughts.
At the end of each and every one of our episodes, we determine whether or not the game gets our New Game Plus status, which is our general thumbs up or thumbs down, requires 2/3 of the vote to swing one way or another. And we're going Dustin, Kenny, Nolan on this one. I've already said that I went into this game completely blind. I thought that I was about to play Mega Man Battle Network, which is a totally different kind of strategy game, maybe?
Also good. No, it's... Well,
nope.
kind of.
Well, okay. I came in knowing nothing about this game. I'm a fan of Mega Man, but I'm not historically good with platformers, especially Mega Man 3. Sorry, guys. as I gradually discovered that this was a Mega Man RPG on the console I love in the era I played video games most, my heart and my fondness for this game grew over time. When it came out, it was taking some major risks, and while not executing them perfectly by any means, Kenny, these developers did an incredible job at giving us a new kind of Mega Man. And it was one that I truly enjoyed playing this week. And I want everyone to know about, and everyone to at least give it a try. So I definitely give Mega Man Legends my vote for New Game Plus status.
Nice.
Well, I think you guys know where I stand here. You missed it on this one, and I'm bummed because I think Nolan is heavily in your camp, but that's okay. The thing is, yes, there's a few things this game did great. Yes, they needed to make the jump to 3D and continue the series. Yes, I have some complaints, but most of my complaints so far are things that are matters of opinion or taste for the most part. Like, I like this style, I like this humor, I like that it's a kid's game, or I don't, and I don't. But the fundamental problem with this game is that they didn't translate Mega Man well enough for what makes the series so popular. Literally, all you had to do was make a similar to this game where the basic mechanic is kill a boss, get some kind of unique power. And it still feels like a Mega Man game.
Oh my gosh, Capcom, hire this guy.
It doesn't. Like,
he's a developer now, guys.
No, like, you just shoot a gun and then it shoots better. I like the upgrades are cool. Yes, you need customization. Uh-huh. But it, like, it, you lose the whole heart of what made Mega Man unique, and that's that strategy. And I don't know. It felt like...
Haven't heard this before.
I don't know. They didn't make a good game, and I also don't like it on top of that.
All right. Nolan, split decision. What do you say?
So, Kenny, I haven't heard that argument before. It's very great. There's a very serious bandwagon about hating this game that everyone jumped on and said it's not true Mega Man, it feels too different than traditional Mega Man, blah 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 blah. And they some people don't even play the game, they just accept that. Some play it and then still say that. And I'm like, you're missing out on such a quality adventure game and missing the fine details that Dustin just laid out at how ahead of its time it kind of was in pushing 3D games in general, but also adapting games that used to not be 3D and placing them in 3D. I was fully expecting going into this game, having loved it as a child, and now playing it as an adult, realizing the faults and them coming to the forefront. And I was shocked at how little it's aged. In fact, I appreciate it more. And I'm so blown away by the detail that they put into this game. Everything that we've mentioned so far, but they also used it to like develop the series world building. Like some of the characters, like the Lego head guys, they added, and some of the other characters like kind of stuck with the series, the pirate theme. And I don't know, I loved dungeoning, the boss fights. You definitely should play this Mega Man game for sure.
That's 2/3 of the vote, which means what, Kenny?
Which means say it. That. We've gotten another one wrong.
It means Mega Man Legends is New Game Plus certified. What do you think? We had a few of you write in this week and send us your thoughts, your commentary on the Retro Game of the Week. Garlisle, a new friend of ours, said, I can't believe that after finishing every other Mega Man series, Legends is the one I get to last. But you guys gave me an excuse to, and I'm so glad that I finally took the plunge. The game has some clunk to it, especially before you get used to the controls, and the game would absolutely benefit from a modern update. Mm-hmm. In other ways, though, it's ahead of its time, Kenny. With things like cutscene skips and a save point that also reminds you what you were doing in the story. Mm-hmm. Everything being connected underground made what was a pretty small game feel pretty vast. And the Saturday morning anime storytelling endeared my inner child. I can completely understand someone not liking this game due to its issues, but I found way more to love than I expected. Now that I'm on board with this crazy retro gaming adventure, I'm looking forward to playing along with you guys through whatever comes next.
Aw, thanks, Carlisle.
I'm glad that he can at least understand where I'm coming from.
Sure, and I understand where you're coming from. I just think, there's different gradations of kind of like where we are right here, but I understand.
So I agree, the ahead of its time thing. And you can, that made me remember that you can also call roll once you get the car up and running. Like you have a little walkie talkie.
She'll come get you wherever you are for the most part.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So good. This is a great game. Right, Kenny. Antonin wrote in and said, I only played a little bit of the game, but I was already struck by the nice graphics.
Yes.
For a PS1 title from 1998, it looked fantastic. It looked very chill, and I very much enjoyed the feel of the game. I'd love to continue playing the game, but the lack of solid camera controls annoyed me to no ends.
Fair.
Navigating a 3D world with the D-pad and using shoulder buttons to slowly turn has been painful, to say the least. I saw that Legends 2 was a PS1 title as well, and Legends 3 was canceled, so I'm a little bummed that there isn't a sequel on a console that features two analog sticks. If only more of these titles came out, because then we would have a whole league of Legends.
I'll give him a laugh for the
Kenny,
pun.
That was a pity laugh.
No, it was a thanks for sticking in the pun.
Was Antonin also the one that did the blue bummer?
No, I think that was Ben.
Okay.
Astral Orange wrote in and said, I originally played Mega Man Legends on N64 back when it first released. I was excited about it because, like many great franchises at the time, it was the Blue Bomber's first foray into 3D. Unfortunately, I did not enjoy the game at all and kind of forgot about it for 20 years.
There it is.
Playing the game now, I actually enjoyed it a bit.
Oh, there it is.
However, the controls are clunky, the world feels empty, and the dialogue is cheesy, though the characters are charming. Overall, I don't think it's a bad game, but I find it hard to recommend to modern gamers or fans of 2D Mega Man.
There it is.
No. I disagree, I'll accept those criticisms before I'll accept Kenny's argument against his head looking bad.
Limit Break finally wrote in and said, so let me paint you a picture real quick. It's the summer of 99. I was mowing lawns all summer as a 10-year-old kid. I was trying to earn enough money to buy another PS1 title because I only owned Resident Evil 1. I decided on Mega Man Legends because Mega Man was cool. Yeah. Well, I hated the game. I got lost a lot and didn't enjoy the game at all. Well, I played alongside this week and it wasn't half bad.
There it is.
It did feel like a chore to play at times, but I can see how everyone in Discord is enjoying it. There it is. Movement was fine for me. It was easy to hit targets and I really didn't get that lost this time. Plus, there was some interesting dialogue. There it is. When you inspected things. I will give it my NGP status because it definitely had a nice charm and looked pretty good too.
Yeah.
And we all say together.
There it is. It is.
Thank you guys for writing in. You can always send your thoughts and or commentary to ngppodcast@gmail.com or just go on to ngppodcast.com or our Discord and you can submit commentary there on the Retro Game of the Week. We'd love to include it as a part of our episode next time. But for now, we're going to put Mega Man Legends to the side, and unfortunately, I'm not going to beat it, as short of a game as it is, and we're going to randomly select the next game that we're going to be playing for the next 7 days from our Retro Master list. They keep submitting games, and stop. But from the 1,000-plus games we have, we're randomly selecting now. Y'all want to play something on the Dreamcast?
Not really. It's kind of hard.
Dreamcast 1999.
All right.
Came out a game, the first in a series of action adventure games developed and published by Sega.
Nice.
Where the player controls martial artist Ryo Hazuki.
Oh.
As he sets out in revenge for the murder of his father in the 1980s Yokosuka, Japan.
Yeah.
Anyways, play along with us the game Shenmue.
Hey, okay, I had no idea what this game was going to be, but I've heard of it.
What is it?
It is like,
isn't this that whale that you can go see at SeaWorld?
It's like a detective. It's not very action oriented. It's an interesting game that a lot of people really love. So I'm kind of excited to finally play it. And they just came out with the Shenmue 3. Like, it's kind of new, I think. And they
Shenmue
re-released
3
them.
For PlayStation 4 and PC yes. in 2015.
Yeah. And they re-released 1 and 2, I think, for PS4 as well.
Well, hey, listen. Find a copy of the original Shenmue that started the dynasty, and it's on the Dreamcast. 1999 Sega played along with us this week.
We have a Discord server if you want to hang out. You can go to ngppodcast.com and you can click join us in Discord. It's that easy. We've had quite a few people jump in for the first time this past week, or past couple of weeks, actually. So might as well just do it, you know? So quit being weird.
Yeah, just do it.
You also might as well decide to support what we do by hopping on Patreon.com.
Give us your Zenny.
You can be just like our... just like Mike, who decided to up his support this week.
Ooh.
So,
like Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Be like
or
Mike.
Or you could get out the big guns and be like our new producer, who we heard from earlier this show, Garlisle. So,
Garlisle.
Yeah, thank you for your producer level support. And yeah, as part of the producer level package that we give you through Patreon and the rewards there, go look them up. There's some really cool ones. We like to give a big shout out to everybody who supports us in that way, at that level. So in no particular order, except it will be because I'm going to see if I can do alphabetical on the fly. Here's big thanks to Carl, Dear Baby, Garlisle, Grim, Richard, Zach, and Zion.
Hey.
And he nailed it.
He did.
All right. Thank you guys for supporting us. And if you've been following us on Twitter or Discord, whatever, you notice that we hit our next milestone.
Oh my
God. And so all three of us, we began to plan and prepare for our first ever 24-hour live stream.
That's crazy.
And then days later, we had one person drop from our Patreon. And so we dropped below our goal by $1.
We're still planning. Let's be real. We're still planning to do our 24-hour live stream because we assume that it's going to bump up between now and then. But
wrong.
You can be the person to make that happen.
We threw everything out. Unless you all right now give us a dollar, we're not doing this.
I told my wife that we hit that and what the reward was, and she goes, "Why?"
She's like, "That's
like,
not
a good question."
Really great support.
No, we do have plans for a 24-hour live stream. We even have some tentative dates, but we're going to hold that hostage until...
Yeah. Torture them.
$1. You can follow us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch at NGP Podcast, YouTube at New Game Plus Podcast, or just ngppodcast.com for all of those links and more. Listen to us on any podcast provider of your choice. Make sure you subscribe so that you are the first to get new NGP episodes. And while you're at it, leave a kind rating and review. This episode was edited and produced by our good friend Tom Tate. Join us next week as we play Shenmue. Until then, I'm still Dustin.
I'm Kenny.
I'm Nolan.
And Mega Man Legends is apparently a great game.
It's awesome.
Nah.
And this has been New Game Plus.